to him over the right side. Dives. He's in. Touchdown, Trent Richardson.
Weeden looking right corner of the end zone. Throws. Touchdown, Jordan Cameron.
What a beautiful throw.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Weeden to throw. He's going to go long. Looking long for Gordon. He's out there. He's got it. 10-5. Touchdown. No doubt about it.
And now, here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura.
Well, Nathan Zagura not with us today. He's doing a little vacay thing out on the West Coast. Must be nice. Guy's been here barely a month, and he's getting vacation time. I don't know if I've taken one vacation day yet, but apparently I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah, we need to talk to his manager, his slash agent, because he's got it going on.
He's got it going on. But with us now for the entire 2 hours of this show, and he'll be co-hosting with me through the rest of this week, is Gerard Cherry. You just heard from him. Glad to have you with us, my man.
I'm glad to be here, Vic.
So let's talk about the there's so many places we're going to get to go. And by the way, you can call us 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850, as we broadcast from the Dog Bowl here in Berea, the Browns facility. They practiced today, got off to a pretty good start, I think, in terms of preparing for tomorrow's game. To the extent that it's, and that's what today was all about. It was focused on looks at the Lions. It was not your typical regular hardcore day of training camp practice. A lot of walkthrough stuff, a lot of low intensity stuff. But the interesting storyline that's built up, and however we want to look at this, yesterday Rob Jedzinski saying that he's not ready to name a starting quarterback, and that the competition is close between Brandon Weeden, Jason Campbell, Brian Hoyer. Are you buying that?
I'm not buying that the competition is close, but I am buying into the idea of not telling Brandon Weeden that he has secured the starting position at quarterback. I think it's too soon as well, so I'm all on board with what Coach Jedzinski is doing. Make Brandon Weeden feel like he earned this position as a starting QB for your Cleveland Browns, and don't just give it to him.
You know, and it's interesting that it comes on the heels of what we perceive to be a pretty strong outing by Weeden against the Rams last week. The numbers were good. The completion percentage, the decision-making, all of those things we've talked about and analyzed, and we felt that for him it was a good start. So this effectively poured some water on that a little bit.
Yeah, it did to a degree. At the same time, keep that carrot out in front of him to make him reach for it and grab for it, trying to achieve higher in his game, because he has not arrived yet. It's just one preseason game. We cannot anoint him quite yet or crown him, as Dennis would say. But at the same time, Vic, we do also need to see how Brandon Weeden responds to positive interactions and positive information from this coaching staff. So right now they're doing the right thing. Develop him psychologically to be hardened, because I keep the mindset that if you're going to be the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, you have to have the mentality that you are an overcomer. It's been, 14, 15 years since the Browns have been back, yeah, and they have not yet to find someone to play the quarterback position at a high level. So that guy's going to have to be special. In order to be special, last time I checked, you have to go through some adversity and overcome it.
And he can't be bothered by this.
No.
He can't react, however he may show it or not. And let's say he doesn't show it externally, but even internally, if this bothers him, that is a problem. You cannot be the starting quarterback of an NFL team and be shaken by the idea that, well, wait a minute, he's not saying I'm the starter after one preseason game. And given the fact that I've worked with the first unit through the whole offseason, through training camp, through every practice, and now I'm going to continue with the starting unit tomorrow night as well in this game against the Lions, and he's still not saying I'm the starter, but aren't I really the starter?
Yeah, and I'm fine with that mind game that's being played. Because last year, your body of work does not designate that you should necessarily be the starter and that you should be in a quarterback competition. And yes, you're right, Vic. They're in a situation where you have Jason Campbell and Brian Hoyer taking the snaps, all the reps with the twos and threes and none with the ones. But at the same time, you have not arrived. And if you look at Brandon Weeden last year, I think one of the critical mistakes that was made with the last regime was just flat out giving him the quarterback position, not having him earn it. And when it got gut check time during the course of the season, he had nothing to fall back on. So take him through some adversity. Let him not feel comfortable for a little while. And then once he does truly earn it, then you designate him that starter and say, here, we got your back. We're behind you. But even still, if you slouch up, if you mess up, let it be known that we will yank you.
We're going to have Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, join us at around 2:15 today. We'll get his thoughts on this team, and then Donovan will be in studio by phone at around 1:30, about a little less than a half an hour from now. Chris McCoskey, he covers the Lions for the Detroit News, so we want to hear what he has to say about that team, get us updated on all that is coming down with the Lions and what we can expect. Here's Rob Chudzinski talking yesterday about where things stand in the quarterback race.
I think it's still close, and we're finding out every game. And, you know, these games are important opportunities for guys to show what they can do.
So it's elevating the importance of these preseason games, and clearly with what he said there and what he's kind of been saying right along, to evaluate these quarterbacks, how they perform in preseason games probably carries more weight than maybe what we're seeing on a day-to-day basis in practice. Because we've seen days where, you know, Brandon Weeden, I think, has mostly looked good, but mm-hmm. he's had some clunker days.
Right.
Same with the other quarterbacks. They've had some clunker days and had some other days when they look good. But I still have a hard time for me judging how Jason Campbell and Brian Hoyer truly perform when they're not throwing to the starting receivers. They're not working behind the starting line.
Yeah, and coaches obviously have their vast array of ways of differentiating who's doing good and who's doing bad. And maybe in this case, they're looking at maybe that read was correct on their part and was incorrect on Brandon's part, and they're going to the right read from the initial get-go. So all those things come into play. But at the same time, I'm of the opinion, Vic, if you're running with the ones, you're with the ones. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, no, I'm not going to name you the starter. I'm not going to do it. And now some people say, well, a house divided will fall. Yeah, it will. When it's time to name Brandon Weeden as starter, come week one against the Miami Dolphins, you can do that. Because right now in his mind, he needs to know, as long as I'm out there staying with the ones, I'm the starter. When the game starts this Thursday in the GLC, he's the first one on football field for the offense as a quarterback. He's the starter. Take it 1 week at a time. And in reality, that's what we all should do. Take this season 1 week at a time.
What, from your perspective as a former player, how important was it for you to know who that starting quarterback was as soon as you possibly could? And I'm talking about at every level that you've played, not just obviously the Patriots. It was pretty well sealed up.
We had that issue with Drew Brees, with Drew Bledsoe,
and
Tom Brady.
So you did go through some of that too. All right, all of your perspective. Mm-hmm. How important did you, when you, you know, if you put yourself in a position of being here on August 14th, and the season starts September 8th, and officially, the head coach says, I don't have my starter yet.
It's not going to be much of a big deal to me because there's not a true quarterback competition if I'm a player on this team right now. I see Brandon Weeden from the get-go running all the plays with the ones. In my mind, and he played well last week, he is the starter, in my mind. So it's not going to be an issue. Now, if it was neck and neck and they were splitting reps between Jason Campbell or Brian Hoyer and Brandon Weeden, then I'd be saying to myself, okay, we need to establish who's going to be the leader of this football team and be the guy that we turn to in the times of trouble and times of success. But we don't have that dynamic taking place, so it's not that urgent to go out there and say, this is my starter. Because it's known, but it has not been said.
Okay. All right, that's fair. And I think the players know.
Yeah.
Right? Players don't need an official, formal announcement to tell them this is the guy.
Yeah, what's really going on? Now, if it was a situation, say, Jason Campbell is just balling out, he's just dominating on a daily basis and in preseason games, even with the twos and threes, then you have an issue and then you have a problem arising because guys are saying, well, isn't the best guy supposed to play? Is this really a quarterback competition? So if so, then how come he's not getting his opportunity with the ones? But you don't have that situation taking place. It's not like Brian Hoyer or Jason Campbell are just so dominant in practice or in this past preseason game that you can make an argument to say that, hey, Brandon Weeden does not deserve to be out there.
It is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. It is Vic Carucci and Gerard Cherry.
Saving on the light bill or something?
The lights went out around us, but in our studio, amazingly, they're still on. We're the only we're the only spot in this building that's got lights, but the lights have kind of gone off around us. And I got to tell you, having you in the studio, you know, you're here. You've normally a couple of times a week with, and it's Nathan and yours truly for the 5 days. But you come in by phone a couple of days. You're in the studio. So today you're in the studio, and you did something different. You came in here and all right, you know, we're setting up today. Tomorrow, I know we're going to broadcast from Brownstown because we're going to, you know, lead into the pregame coverage on the Browns, PNC Bank, Browns Radio Network, and then we'll be back here in the studio on Friday, the two of us. But you get in here and you started doing push-ups. You did 50 push-ups in the studio, knowing this is a very open, this is glass. Everybody can see everything you do in here. I know all Nathan and I, we've talked about, you get a little self-conscious about the fact that everybody can kind of see into your world. And you just go right in there into the push-up routine, and you do 50 of those. And I'm watching you, and I'm asking you, you say you do this. This is your routine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So at K&R, you do this before. And Dale. Dino's Dean Italia.
Yeah, I can vouch for that. That's a Gerard ritual.
All right.
If not push-ups, Vic, it's sit-ups. If it's not sit-ups, it's crunches.
He did the 50 push-ups. He did the crunches. But Gerard, please tell our faithful listeners what I did.
Vic did his 50 push-ups as well, and I'm impressed, Vic, that you did your 50 push-ups.
I'm watching him do it, right? And I'm going to be the lame other. Exactly. And now. Now, they sucked. I mean, they weren't technical. I'll be
we didn't
first.
Ask them all that, Vic. They didn't need to know that.
That's okay. I know they weren't low enough. I know I got – but I to get through 50
– NFL combine.
And my chest is still – you know, I feel my heart. but I know I'm okay, and I got my breath back, I think, in time for the show. But I try. I work – you know, I run on the treadmill daily. I try to do a few things to – because it's a sedentary life. We sit a lot in this
business.
Yeah,
that's why you got to stay active, man.
You got to move around. So you were an inspiration to me. I mean, I'm watching the pro athlete do his thing, and his were perfect, you know, and he's doing it. And I said, all right, these will look like crap, but I'll give it a shot.
Right.
So I get an effort, an A for effort.
Oh, you get more than the A-plus for effort.
Oh, my God. That is – okay,
now,
you know
technique
what?
Is something else, but you get an A-plus for effort.
I'll take effort. Okay. Again, Vic Carucci, Gerard Cherry, and we are talking about the Browns here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and we've got more coming up. We'll get into the fact that Trent Richardson is going to get his first action of the preseason tomorrow night. How about that? We'll hear what Gerard has to say about that. We want to hear from you also. 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850 is the number. And tweet us at Browns_Daily. Watch your questions and comments as well. Vic and Gerard on ESPN 850 WKNR.